A Zen master once asked his student, "What comes thus?" The student struggled for 8 years before finally giving up and answering, "When anything is said about it, you miss the mark." This isn't a riddle. It's the fundamental paradox of human existence. We spend our lives searching for something we already possess, trying to become someone we already are. Right now, as you read these words, you're living what Zen calls the treasury of the true Dharma eye, the most precious treasure imaginable. Yet most of us experience our lives as anything but treasured. We're stuck in traffic, worried about bills, replaying yesterday's argument, dreading tomorrow's meeting. The gap between what we think our life should be and what it actually is feels vast. But what if there was never any gap to begin with? What if the very act of searching creates the distance we're trying to close? Your life itself is the koan, the fundamental question that must be resolved. Each of us, regardless of differences, has equal intrinsic value, the value of emptiness. To come thus means to be thus, as this, completely, without reservation. When there's even the tiniest discrepancy between who you are and who you are, it's off. Think about the last time you were completely absorbed in something, playing music, cooking, watching a sunset. Where did you go? The sense of being a separate observer disappeared. This is what Zen calls forgetting the self, and it happens naturally whenever we stop narrating our experience and simply live it. Most of our waking hours are dominated by mental chatter that evaluates, judges, and compares, creating a dualistic world of good versus bad, success versus failure. This dualistic functioning isn't wrong. We need it to navigate daily life. The issue arises when we believe this fragmented view represents the totality of reality. Your actual existence is born and dies approximately 70,000 times each second. The self we defend so vigorously is more like a river than a rock, always flowing, never the same twice. Buddhism teaches 3 Dharma seals: impermanence, no self, and peace. Everything changes constantly. The cells in your body, the thoughts in your mind, the relationships in your life. When we truly understand that nothing has a fixed, permanent essence, something remarkable happens. The anxiety of trying to hold everything together begins to release. If there's no substantial self to protect, what exactly are we defending? Zen practice rests on 3 interconnected pillars, different angles on the same truth. The first is samadhi, concentration that deepens from counting breaths into perceiving reality without the distorting lens of preferences and projections. True samadhi means seeing things as they actually are, rather than as we wish or fear them to be. The second pillar, forgetting oneself, emerges naturally from deepening concentration. As the mind settles, the sense of being a separate observer dissolves. Joy becomes just joy. Pain becomes just pain, each experience complete without needing a me to claim or reject it. The third pillar is actualization, extending this understanding into daily life. True awakening manifests in how we wash dishes, speak to colleagues, and handle disappointments. These 3 pillars form a mutually reinforcing cycle. Concentration allows us to forget ourselves. Forgetting ourselves actualizes our true nature, and this actualization deepens our concentration. It's not a ladder to climb, but a dance to join, revealing peace that comes not from having everything go our way, but from no longer being at war with reality. Zazen seated meditation isn't a technique to achieve enlightenment, but its manifestation. As Zen master Dogen taught, when you sit, you're not becoming Buddha, you're expressing the Buddha nature already present. This is self-fulfilling samadhi, where we receive and use ourselves freely. The physical practice matters. Comfortable yet dignified posture, hands forming a mudra symbolizing unity of opposites, eyes half open, gaze at 45 degrees. Breathe deeply. Inhale the whole universe. Exhale the whole universe. Mental concentration centers in the hara, 2 inches below the navel. Following Dogen's instruction to think of not thinking through non-thinking, we enter a state beyond duality. This isn't suppressing thoughts. It's becoming so intimate with the present moment that the separation between observer and observed dissolves. You become the sounds, sensations, breath. In Zazen, we expect nothing, for everything is already here. A koan means maintaining one's intrinsic position beyond personal ideas. When the sixth patriarch asked, "What comes thus?" his students struggled for 8 years before realizing no conceptual answer would suffice. Koans can't be solved intellectually. They must be embodied. Consider, you are Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Not that you're like this Bodhisattva of compassion, you are. When you practice this realization, your life becomes marvelous, giving no fear to all beings. This is true compassion, not moral achievement, but the natural expression of seeing clearly. Your conditioned self is your true self. Your life exists in perfect realization. When you embody this understanding, your treasure house opens by itself. The koan isn't something to solve. It's something to live into, each moment fresh. The Buddha taught that understanding addresses 90% of suffering. When we see clearly, most pain reveals itself as resistance to what is. The Buddha's eight awarenesses begin with wanting little and knowing satisfaction. Want little of what you don't have. Be satisfied with what you possess. The less we grasp, the more abundance we experience. Master Sakito's poem describes the intimacy between relative and absolute, like a box and lid fitting perfectly, like two arrows meeting midair. Our ordinary life is the relative aspect. Our essential Buddha nature is the absolute. These aren't separate, but function as one. Like legendary archery masters whose arrows met in flight, our true nature and apparent self are intimately connected. This intimacy isn't achieved through effort, but recognized as already present. Taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha is this intimacy, being one with awakening, truth, and community. Accept yourself as you are and your life as it is. Trust yourself as the Buddha way itself. Inside and outside are one. There is no division. When facing difficulty, appreciate your life as Buddha's life. This isn't spiritual bypassing, but recognizing that even pain and frustration are expressions of this one life, complete, lacking nothing. When becoming a Buddhist, one receives a lineage chart connecting directly to Shakyamuni Buddha, representing not just the historical figure, but the eternal Buddha, all Buddhas. This lineage represents awakening to one's Buddha nature. The most precious aspect is realizing that this very mind is Buddha. Upon awakening, your life becomes identified with Shakyamuni's and with the entire universe. Zen's radical message: you're already complete. Shakyamuni Buddha and you practice together as equals, expressing the same fundamental nature. When we breathe in the whole universe. Eventually, we forget who is breathing what. No inside or outside. Everything disappears together, leaving both nothing and everything. The essence of thusness is enlightenment itself. To think of attaining thusness is already to be a person of thusness. This very body and mind is thusness, lacking nothing, needing no improvement. Even our anxiety about attaining it is itself the essence of thusness. Buddha discovered this when he declared, "I and the great earth, all beings, simultaneously attain the way." Stop searching for what you already possess. The treasure isn't hidden. It's so obvious, so immediate, that we continually overlook it. Just be. Just breathe. Just live this precious, ordinary, extraordinary life. Right here, right now. What is it?